Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. I do not have a guest today, so I want to encourage you to call in if you have a question, particularly about dental health, oral health, and a general health connection. And we're going to talk about that today because it's so critical. The data just keeps pouring out every week, every month in our articles, our dental articles, and I don't know about the medical community, but as far as our dental articles, the connection between oral health and systemic health is just, the data is just mounting and mounting, and it's the mouth-body connection. And this is something that we're talking about, risk factors and how you can add years to your life and health, and especially now that it becomes so terribly important that you be healthy and stay healthy, because one of the things that, of course, is a problem is that the baby boomer generation, which is it's the second largest group, only next to the millennials. They have the greatest needs for dental care, and the baby boomer group is typically not keeping up with their mouth health, and they consequently their general health suffers. So that's one of the things I want to plant some seeds, get you to think about. And prioritize, that's what we find, that people do not prioritize their oral health, their dental health. So, again, this is the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. And I have about 8 years of archives and podcasts. The podcast is staffelDDS.podomatic.com, staffelDDS.podomatic.com. About 8 years archive, some really interesting programs with guests and just information, general information that I have. And my office is Staffel, Dr. Staffel and Associates, and the number is 210-341-2569. Dr. Staffel and Associates, 210-341-2569. And the website is sanantoniodentist.net. Now, I don't have a guest today, so I would love to just visit and have a conversation about dental, oral health, and maybe we can cover the conversation to oral health and general health. Now, the reason, and remember the phone number here, this is KTSA AM, our 107.1 FM. So you're dialed to 550 AM and also to KTSA FM 107.1. And the number to call in is 210-599-5555. Love to have you call in and visit about a dental question or dental health, oral health, systemic health, general health, connection, question, comments, things you may have read about, things you're wondering about, how this all, and is there much connection between oral health and systemic health? Do you need clarification? Do you need help with that information? Well, this subject came up recently when I saw a patient that had a real bad situation in that patient's mouth. And what it was is just touching the gum tissue would cause the gum tissue to slide off the patient's mouth. The gums, it would cause the tissue to slide off just touching it. And it leave an exposed, bleeding wound. And yes, I said slide off of the mouth tissue. That is, if you just touch the gum tissue, it would just float off and leave an exposed wound there, bleeding wound. So when the tissue would slide off, raw gum tissue was exposed. And this, of course, was a huge opening for viruses and bacteria, and as well as toxic materials. But a huge opening for viruses and bacteria to enter the body. And this patient had had this for a little while, so I have a team of oral pathologists that I work with regarding difficult diagnoses, because I didn't know what it was. And because it can be one of several different conditions, and starting out with a fungus, there are just a number of different, there's a bacterial condition, there's viruses, it's not a distinct diagnosis that you just look and say, oh yeah, this is what it is. So it was a difficult diagnosis, so I called on one of the doctors in the oral pathology group, and the doctor came over right away and examined the patient and made a tentative diagnosis and directed me to do a biopsy with two biopsy samples, one for a direct immunofluorescence biopsy or test, and the second was just a regular conventional biopsy, cutting out a sample of the tissue so that they could put it under a microscope and identify it. So this was done, and the diagnosis came back: mucous membrane pemphigoid, MMP. The diagnosis is important because there are some of there are some other blistering skin diseases that also warrant considerations, just like I was talking about the oral infections and the funguses, the candidiasis, a huge problem. And then you've got human papillomavirus. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. But then you have these different problems of the gum tissue. There's one bacterial infection called ANUG. You usually see it in teenagers or young 20s when they've been studying all night for tests and they've been letting their mouths go. They don't take care of their mouths. They're not eating right, eating a lot of sugar. And this horrible-looking gum tissue results. And the tissue gets very painful and swollen around the teeth. So there are a number of different conditions. The point is, there are a number of different conditions. So that's why I immediately got in touch with the oral pathology team. The oral pathologist came over and identified it tentatively and directed me what she needed to have done, what kind of biopsy sample. And needed one for this direct immunofluorescence test, and then a second biopsy out of the same wound for a regular conventional biopsy, which is just excising the tissue. So this was done, and the diagnosis came back of mucous membrane pemphigoid. And now there are multiple kinds of pemphigoid, but this was in the mouth and was called mucous membrane pemphigoid. Now, the diagnosis is so important because of the other blistering skin diseases that also warrant consideration. And one area of special concern for the patient is the fact that pemphigoid, mucous membrane pemphigoid, may affect the mucous membrane, especially the eyes, and can cause blindness or damage to the eyes, damage to the nose and the esophageal region. That's why an accurate diagnosis should be made quickly to prevent damage to the eye, and then the appropriate medication started. So why do I bring this up? Well, I want to let you know that we work with a team of oral pathologists, and they will visit my patients in my office when speed of a diagnosis is important. In this case, a mouth infection that can cause severe eye damage. That's number one. Number two, if I don't know what the problem diagnosis is, and there's so many diseases and conditions that you can't know all these things, then I'll call up the oral pathologist and find out the diagnosis or have them direct me how to determine the diagnosis. So this is an example of the dental oral health connection to general health in my office, the office of Doctors Staffel and Associates, and how we take oral infections of our patients very, very seriously. So this is what you can expect of our office, the office of Dr. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. So this is why we take oral infection very seriously. We're going to just not say, well, we'll watch it. We may do that for a short term, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, depending on what the condition is or what the symptoms are. But if we don't know, we're going to follow up and follow up well and have other people come in. We may, if not an oral pathologist, we'll use an oral surgeon or we'll use a periodontist. A periodontist is a gum specialist who does nothing but gum disease. An oral surgeon is a specialist who deals with a lot of problems and infections of the mouth, as well as conditions of the bone. So we have a team that we work with. So that's what my point is. You can, if you have a problem and it comes up, you can call our office, the office of Dr. Staffel and Associates, and the number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569, and we'll get to the bottom of it and get you healed up if we possibly can, or get you get the problem under control. This particular problem that I mentioned, this condition, has to do with an autoimmune presence, autoimmune disease presence, so it gets a little complicated, but again, it's so terribly important that a person get these things treated. So let me go to the line here. Ernest, how are you today?
I am doing fine, Dr. Staffel. I first want to thank you for the show you had last week. It was very informative.
Oh, great. Great. You're talking about with with Kay Spears and Chef?
Correct. Oh. Correct. I went to their website and saw some of their videos that they had put on, and unfortunately, I live 100 miles away, or I'd come over there on yesterday for their show.
Oh, well, that's all right. Well, there'll be more opportunities, I'm sure. Well, I'm glad that was helpful to you.
Well, my next question is, Doctor, I go to the dentist about 3 times a year for cleanings and
sure.
checkups.
That's good.
And I have a persistent problem here of gum bleeding, and especially on the back of my teeth. And
Inside, like in the tongue?
No. Up in the molar area.
The back teeth. Okay.
Yeah. And I have 2 large pockets back there, and I'm trying to find out the best way I can to
make sure
I get all the bacteria.
How deep?
A couple of them are 8, and 1 is 9.
Okay.
And I'm trying to see what
you have bleeding, and you have bleeding in the area as well as these pockets.
Yes, I do. That's where the bleeding is in those pockets.
Okay, then the first question is: you want to know what your health history is? Do you have any particular problem with your health history? Number one, number
No, I don't.
All right, number two: are you taking any kind of supplements or medications that would cause bleeding?
I am taking I take a baby aspirin a day was about the only thing, and then I take blood pressure medication.
Okay, the baby aspirin would not be a problem, and blood pressure medication, the only thing that you have there is that there are certain medications that will cause swelling of the gum tissue. And do you take just one or two or three?
Three is what I have to take.
Now, okay, then that brings up a very important question. And the reason the connection is there is that these blood pressure medications, and you'll usually find the indication in the little black box that's printed on the enclosed insert that comes with the medication. And they make it very non-prominent that it will cause gum inflammation and gum swelling. So that can be a very big factor of what's happening and why you can't get relief there. Now, the next thing is you take a look at why you have a blood pressure that's out of control that requires three medications and you're possibly going on to four. Well, one of the big things, of course, is your sleep disordered breathing, your sleep disturbed breathing. And this is one of the big factors that causes high, about 80% of the time, it's indicated that you will have drug resistant high blood pressure. So then the first thing or the next thing is, do you snore?
I don't. I sleep very good at night. I get a good sound sleep at about 8 hours or at, you know, 7-8 hours.
Do you dream well?
Yes, sometimes I do.
But not always?
Not always, no.
Has anyone told you that you hold your breath while you're sleeping?
No, my wife says I snore, though, but you
know. Does it bother her?
No, it does not.
You're sleeping in the same room?
Yes.
Okay. The fact that you snore is an indication that you have a sleep disordered breathing of some kind. And how old are you?
I am 64.
Were you right in this zone, the very critical zone of facing an acute cardiac arrest because of these reasons? Now, is your weight normal, not overweight?
I'm about 20 pounds overweight.
All right, that can be a factor because that belly in males, that belly fat is sitting right over the diaphragm and it's forcing a negative pressure into the lungs, and that is a factor, a huge factor as far as sleep disordered breathing. And the other thing is you get older, the muscles in the throat get weaker if you're not a singer, if you're not singing, and the muscles, there is also layers of fat that accumulate around the tongue, so the problem is getting worse and worse, and the solution is going to be worse and worse. So there are two things that you can do. What town are you in?
I am in, I'm in Sealy is where I'm at.
Okay. There's a fabulous doctor in the Woodlands. You're not too far from Woodlands, right?
No. I'm not that far from it.
Okay. His name is Dr. Preen, P-R-E-H-N. He's a dentist in the Woodlands, and he's an expert in this problem. And he will give you a screening device that will, first of all, determine how big a problem that you have. And then, because dentists cannot diagnose this problem, we can only screen for it. And if he determines that you need further examination after your screening, or the screening, it's just a little device it's like a wristwatch and an oximeter that goes on your finger. You sleep with that two nights, and it's going to tell us all kinds of information. So he's going to be able to give you that. You'll sleep with that two nights in a row, and then he'll be able to tell you how bad a problem that you have, if it's bad enough that needs to be treated. And my guess is, and this is purely a guess, that if you've got three drugs that you're working on, you are have a high incidence, like 80% incidence of sleep disordered breathing. So, of course, there are other factors involved with high blood pressure, as you know, and those arterial growth of plaque. And I'm sure you've had doctors, since you're conscientious about your teeth, I'm sure you've had good doctor examinations. But I wouldn't overlook this because it really is pointing to the critical factors. And most heart attacks that occur, and you're headed to that time, when a heart attack will occur between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and that's the most deathly time, and when you have acute cardiac arrest and the survival is very poor, a heart attack between 6 and 9, you have a better chance of survival and getting to a hospital. Also, you have a 83% chance of stroke if you have sleep disordered breathing. So this is something that you want to get checked out. That's the number one thing. And so you would go to Dr. Preen in the Woodlands, P-R-E-H-N is his name. And there's also a Dr. Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E, that teaches at the dental school part-time, and he also does part-time, and he's in Houston. So that's where you would start. Now, I would strongly recommend, I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about Neo 40.
Yes, I have.
All right. I would, if you're not taking it, you really need to be on that, and that was developed and patented by the University of Texas Medical School at Houston, and that can really lower your blood pressure and get you off these meds. It can take 6 to 9 months, but if you take that at least three times a day, one at night, one in the morning, and one at noon, it opens your vessels 30 to 60% and makes your platelets slipperier. And this can have a huge effect and eliminate your blood pressure, allow you to eliminate your blood pressure medications. That's another direction to go. And then, of course, you may have genetic factors involved where you have small arteries or you have you had cardiovascular disease or surgery or anything of that type?
No. I've been, like I said, I've been pretty healthy. I've been pretty conscious about regular exercise and everything. And
well, there's something cooking there. If you're on three blood pressure medications, there's something cooking. Now back to the tooth problem that you called in about. I'm sorry to get round up, but I'm so passionate about this sleep disordered breathing, and it's such a problem even in children and causes so much damage in developing children's brains, and they're giving children all kinds of pharmaceuticals that can be avoided by having this problem corrected. And adults, there's a huge number of adults that have this, and we screen everybody in our office, our hygienist and myself, we screen everybody for this particular problem because it is such a problem. So now back to your question. An 8 in a 9-millimeter pocket that is bleeding is an infectious problem, and you cannot leave it. And there are two responses to that. You have bacteria, and these bacteria, the pockets are so deep that the hygienist cannot get in there to clean that area. Typically, when you get beyond a 6-millimeter pocket, that's the limit of ability of instruments to get down and clean the tartar, which is holding bacteria. And these bacteria are very, very powerful. They have a condominium set up that they set up, and there are multiple bacteria and viruses in there. So this is unacceptable, and it's setting you up for a cardiovascular event, and then tied with the possible fact that you have sleep-disordered breathing, you're headed for possible acute cardiac arrest. And so the thing is, you need to get, you have zero bleeding, and it may require the intervention of a periodontist, a general dentist, or a periodontist can treat those pockets sometimes with a laser and get that down. You need to get that pocket down to a 3 or no more than a 4 without bleeding. And if not, you need to get to a periodontist, have your dentist recommend you a periodontist, and get to the periodontist, and they will do the surgery and clean that out to where you will have a 3-millimeter pocket without bleeding. Because the bacteria that live in here are a medical nightmare. And then if you have any root canals, do you have any root canals that you know of?
Yes, I did.
Well, they are a real medical nightmare, harboring 20 to 30.
Well, one of the areas where it is where a root canal was done. In fact, they had to do two of them in there because the dentist they used on the first one didn't, I guess, do it correctly. So
that's correct. That happens. That happens a lot. And the bacteria and viruses that are harbored in these failing root canals, and the fact that you have a 9-millimeter pocket is very suspicious of that being the case. It's like a medical nightmare. That is, if we extract that tooth and do a dental DNA on the bacteria in that root, it's like 20 to 30 severe anaerobic bacteria, and that means they don't need oxygen. And it's the worst of the worst, like Klebsiella pneumonia, H. pylori, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, Salmonella, E. coli. It's just a medical nightmare. So that's bathing your heart because your blood circulates every minute. And those pockets and those teeth and those infected teeth are a distributor of these bacteria and viruses that are flooding your body, your brain, and when you have inflammation like that, it's going to your brain and setting you up for cognitive decline, and you can get into pneumonia. Klebsiella pneumonia is one of the bacterium that is harbored by these teeth, and when your immune system, the only thing that's keeping you going is you're healthy, you have a good immune system, but if you come down with something like the flu, like it's so prevalent, your immune system drops, or if you develop diabetes, then you have a whole different set of problems on your hands. And once that immune system becomes compromised, then these bacteria become very serious. So you can see, number one, the answer to your question, a 8 to 9 millimeter pocket with bleeding is unacceptable. And you may have a broken root, you may have a root that cannot be. Have you had a specialist work on them and evaluate them?
No, just a general dentist.
You need to go to a specialist with a problem like that, and they will do a CBCT scan, which will show much more data than an X-ray, a two-dimensional X-ray. And they also have these 20-power microscopes where they can look into the teeth and see all the way down to see if there's a fracture, because molar teeth like that frequently are fractured pretty badly. So the answer to your question is that is not acceptable. You need to get it fixed one way or another. And I would also start, and that can be a source of your contributing to your cardiovascular problem with your high blood pressure, because that's not acceptable. So you want to get to, number one, see Dr. Preen, P-R-E-H-N, in the Woodlands, if that's convenient. Have him evaluate your sleeping situation or your sleeping disordered breathing and see if you're okay there. If you are, there are three different pathways that can correct that. And he will cover all that with you. And then you want to get after that, because that's terribly important to get that taken care of immediately. And then the next thing is you need to have your general dentist refer to a periodontist and get those treated or extracted and placed, if necessary, placed implants if they're not suitable for treatment. Or a removable partial is another thing. Or a fixed bridge. So, does that answer your question?
Well, Doctor, you give me more than enough to contemplate here, but I won't take up any more of your time, but I want to thank you for your show. It's probably one of the most helpful and informative shows on the market today.
Well, thank you. And here's the thing. This is exactly what I was going to talk about. This is the subject that I was talking about. And the first thing that I mentioned with the mucous membrane pemphigoid, which is a very damaging condition that affects the eyes. So when you have symptoms like you have, you don't want to let them go. And the mouth is a barometer of what's going on, and you just have to accept the consequences of what the correction of that particular problem. So keep in mind the Neo 40, the dental school, not the dental school, but the medical school in Houston developed it. It took 10 years, studied 400 plants. They came up with two plants, beets and hawthorn, and they have about 7 or 9 patents to covering it. So the medical school is the hero in this whole thing. And you can go online to neogenis.com, neogenis, not Genesis, but Genis, and look at over 1,000 research peer-reviewed articles on this, as well as the medical school at Houston has an enormous amount of data. So got your work cut out for you, and you'll have a good thing is it'll have a good outcome.
Okay. Well, thank you once again, Doctor.
Yes, sir. If you need any more information, give us a call. Thank you so much.
Thank you once. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a good question and covered a lot of material, but it's material that I'm very passionate about with a sleep-disordered breathing. And the blood pressure indication and the comorbidities that occur with that. So that's the first thing that you want to get checked out. And then the next thing is the bacterial load that's coming out of those infected teeth is very significant. It is not acceptable. So then, I talked about the mucous membrane pemphigoid. And how we treated that with a patient of mine. And so, again, the reason I bring that up is we have a team, and includes oral pathologists that will come to my office. They're not in the office, but they will come to my office when speed of the diagnosis is important. And in this case, a mouth infection that can cause severe eye damage. And if I don't know the problem, we'll get in touch with an oral pathologist or a periodontist or an oral surgeon, but particularly in something like this, an oral pathologist, and find out about what the diagnosis is, because it's an ugly-looking disease. And this is an example of the dental-oral health connection to general health in my office, the office of Dr. Staffel and Associates, and we take oral infections of our patients very, very seriously. Now then, another connection. Well, first of all, I want you to know that dental fear, dental anxiety is a thing of the past. We have worked for decades developing the most comfortable dental experience that is available. And typically, we'll do this with the NUCOM system. The NUCOM system results in you feeling grounded with centeredness and comfort. You'll have coherence in the heart and the brain because there's a huge connection between the heart and the brain. We found out in medicine, they explain this very carefully. You'll be calm, you'll be healthier, a more balanced perspective, you let go of the past, you'll be in the present, you retrain your mind, and it helps knock down stress. So NUCOM creates a interruption pattern for stress, and it achieves balance between the stress response and the rest response. And all that's happening when you're in the dental chair and having your dental treatment done, and it is just one of the most marvelous things. It's sold worldwide. It's sold to professional sports franchises. It's sold to people who are in high stress situations. And of course, the dental office can be a high stress situation. So that's one of the things that I have worked tirelessly for decades and decades, trying to get the most comfortable relaxation appointment. And we do that with the NuCom. We may add nitrous oxide, which is commonly called laughing gas. And then we have pharmaceuticals that we can use for people that really have high fear, anxiety. So the thing is that we can handle just about anything necessary for a patient to have a very outstanding and comfortable experience. And that's at Doctors Staffel and Associate. And our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. Lines are open, so you can call in. The number is 210-599-5555. 210-599-5555. If you want to ask a question or have a comment. Now, I'm going to talk about just briefly the role of dietary supplements in post-surgical bleeding. And we don't have that very much because in dentistry, we can control the bleeding pretty well with grafting and the different the materials that they give us now. So, anticoagulant activity of select dietary supplements. We're talking about if you're eating a lot of garlic, a lot of vitamin E, a lot of magnesium, a lot of selenium, coenzyme Q10, glucosamine, lycopene, omega-3 fish oil, vitamin A complex, ginkgo biloba, ginseng, and ginger. Now, the only thing that you have to remember out of that list is that if you're going to have a dental procedure that involves surgery, be sure and tell the dentist that you are taking these supplements. Write them down, which you take every day, because the ones that I mentioned, the garlic, vitamin E, magnesium, selenium, coenzyme Q10, glucosamine, lycopene, omega-3, fish oil, vitamin A, ginkgo biloba, ginseng, and ginger, they all inhibit platelet aggregation. That is the blood cells forming together. It's not a big problem, really. Occasionally, and like people that are on warfarin, we can in the dental field we can work with the INR. That's their clotting number up to about 3.1, and then of course with Plavix, they don't have you do an INR anymore. But again, the point is, if you're taking dietary supplements, be sure and take that list, write it down, and hand it to your physician or dentist so they can put it into your records and just eliminate any kind of complication of anticoagulant activity. And just wanted to get that by. So, again, we're back to the baby boomers. These are people born between 1946 and 1964, and they represent the largest segment of the U.S. population behind the millennials, with numbers approaching 80 million. And this group has had a tremendous influence on all aspects of society. They grew up on television and rock and roll. Many of them wanted to change the world in the 60s and 70s. And in some cases, the change of the world activism has been reawakened in retirement. And so, compared to previous generations, many boomers retire early. And for some, this new lifestyle may not live up to their expectations. And so it's tended to be looked at as spend now and worry later. And as a group, the boomers have also done less than a stellar job of saving for retirement. So the point is, and the point that I bring this up, is that before you retire, you want to get your teeth fixed up and get it in tip-top condition and great oral health, because there's nothing, absolutely nothing, like a natural tooth that has a live nerve. Your teeth are programmed to last you 80-plus years. Think about that. Your teeth are programmed to last you 80-plus years with a healthy nerve and healthy gums. And I have patients, my oldest patient is 104, and that patient is doing just magnificent. But that patient takes care of the health of those teeth and gums. And for this, you need to spend about 10 minutes a day, and you always want to do this at night, the last thing before you go to bed at night. And not eating any sugar, you want to eliminate the sugar out of your diet as much as possible, and especially when you go to retire. You want to be sure and have your teeth clean, 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 clean. And the gums, there should be no pockets over 3 millimeters. That is when the hygienist probes the pocket depth of how deep the space is between the gum tissue and the tooth root. It should be no larger than 3 millimeters. There should be no bleeding when the probe is placed. And your mouth should feel comfortable and with no pocket depth over 3 millimeters. That's the ideal, at least 3 millimeters, but not over. If you have a pocket of over 4 millimeters, it's easy to clear that up with the hygienist's help. And there are various things that we have available, but we have so many tools available to help you clean these areas. And if you have implants, one of the best devices is, of course, the Waterpik. And if you have implants, I'm sure your surgeon has already told you about cleansing those implants with a Waterpik. That's the best thing, because it's hard to reach those areas, and that is the best instrument to use, the Waterpik. You just don't want to turn it up higher than a medium setting, but you want to use it every day, at least, and if you can, even twice a day on implants. So the key thing, longevity has increased for men and women. If you reach the age of 65, longevity has jumped more than 10% since 2000. And according to the Society of Actuaries, these are the people who determine for insurance companies how long, and the government, how long people are going to use. Men and women who reach age 65 can be expected to live to 86.6 years for men and 88.8 years on average for women. Now, if you're at 65 and you know that there's a high probability that you're going to make it to 86.6 years for men and 88.8 years, you're looking at over 20 years of having to have good teeth and good oral health. And we know from a massive study of over 5,000 people over 17 years, it was published in the Journal of Geriatrics, that if you're brushing your teeth at night and flossing your teeth at night before you go to bed and you're doing a good job, you are going to add about 20% to your longevity. So this means you're going to have your teeth in tip-top shape. And one of the biggest problems along this line, one of the biggest problems that we have as dentists are cracked teeth. The teeth are like, we ask a lot of our teeth, in other words, and you can generate pressures of several hundred pounds per square inch. And so many teeth are supporting mercury fillings or amalgam fillings, they're called, and they've been placed years and years ago. They're wedged in so that they don't fall out, but the teeth fracture, and that can be picked up so easily. It can't be picked up on x-rays, but it can be picked up so easily on the intraoral camera. That is the camera that we take pictures in the mouth. The hygienist takes pictures, and the dentist takes pictures in the mouth. They show and magnify it 20 times and show these tremendous fractures that occur, and also the decaying that's going on underneath these old fillings and problems with the crown. So here, the point is, your teeth cannot repair themselves. So if you follow this out, at age 65, you're going to live, for men, 86, almost 87 years, and for women, almost 89 years from age 65. You want to get your teeth in tip-top shape and get them evaluated carefully, so that 20-year span is going to be trouble-free and infection-free. And so that's the whole point of the takeaway from this. Boomers are at risk of running out of money in retirement. And so typically you'll cut costs and start getting frugal on dental care and oral health care. That's not good. So the solution, get your teeth in tip-top shape and in a healthy condition that can last the time needed to get you to these advanced ages. And you'll enjoy eating, you'll enjoy health. That is just huge, huge factors. So that's the whole point of it, of what I wanted to bring out on this. All right, now, running short of time here, but I will bring up something that I think is so terribly important, since we've already opened up the subject of oral health and systemic health. I talked about the mucous membrane pemphigoid, and there are multiple forms of the pemphigoid problem. But now, the key thing is, if you have something going on in your mouth, like bleeding gums or a coated tongue or bleeding cheek or lips or so on, you need to really get a health evaluation and get this fixed. Identify the features that are causing these different viral, fungal, and bacterial infections. So the first that we look at is the oral fungal infection, because when you take an antibiotic and you're not taking a probiotic like Endomune with it, you're going to get a fungal infection most of the time. And if you're taking clindamycin, you're going to get an infection called Clostridium difficile, which is a normal inhabitant of the mouth. And when you take the clindamycin, it knocks the protector bacteria and other organisms that protect you from this Clostridium difficile, which is a very bad diarrhea setup, as well as can create death, can cause death. So this is fungal infections. They're a normal constituent of your mouth and your body, but they're held in check by other wonderful organisms. So the thing that you need to have is be aware of this. So there's pseudomembranous candidiasis, which is a white plaque on the tongue. It resembles milk curds. And, of course, this is really, really a bad thing. And then there's, you will see where you're wearing, when people are wearing partials or dentures and the palate gets real red, that's a candidosis. And then there's a leukoplakia candidosis, and then there's a denture-related stomatitis, which is just a red area under the denture or the partial denture where the plastic is. And then there's angular chelitis, where it's characterized by crusting or fissuring of occurring at the corners of the mouth. It's a common form of oral candidiasis. It's yeast or fungus, rather, seen in patients with denture-related infections. It could be a sign of diabetes, an HIV infection, nutritional issues such as a vitamin B12 deficiency. So, now then, we have other areas of concern. And that's why having a healthy mouth and going to dentists regularly and not having any bleeding points or any pocket depths that are not a problem. You have the human herpes virus, known as HHV. There's a classification 1 and 2. There are 8 types of human herpes virus, and they've 8 types have been linked with oral disease. Now, this is primarily a virus that lives on the nerves, and that's when you get the breakout of the oral lesion. It'll break out and cause quite severe discomfort and a swelling of a lesion, and then it breaks and spreads throughout the mouth. So these viruses are very opportunistic, and they'll invade the cells, and then they'll insert the viral DNA, that is the virus of the herpes, into the host DNA, and it will not correlate with the lack of infectivity. So then you've got HHV1, that's a non-genital herpes simplex virus, usually acquired during childhood from ages 6 months to 5 years, and that's believed now to be part of the teething experience and comes from the mother, typically, because over 90% of the population carries the HHV1 non-genital herpes simplex virus, the type 1. So then you've got the type 2, and hold on just a minute. Let me get back in here. You've got, for the HH1, your treatment is going to be Zovirax or Aclovir. For both the HHV1 or the HHV2, there are other antivirals, but the main thing is get to the dentist and get it treated. Then there's HHV2, which is the herpes simplex genital herpes. Then oral manifestations, it usually causes oral disease expression similar to the HHV1. We're out of time. We'll cover this at another time. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great week. We'll bring you a great information program next week.